Risen Savior. The ancient Easter hymn reads, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down by death. The resurrection of Jesus is the great exclamation point for every promise of God. It has changed all of human history and the way that we understand God himself. However, this was not always the case. As two men were walking toward Emmaus, a town approximately 7 miles west of Jerusalem, another traveler came alongside them. He inquired what they were discussing and why they were so sad. They began to tell him all the things that had happened to Jesus and how this prophet, mighty in word and deed, was handed over to their rulers and delivered to the Romans for crucifixion. They hoped that he was the Messiah, but this hope was shattered in the wake of those events. Even more, his body had disappeared according to some reports. To this retelling, their companion replied, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Luke 24, verse 25 to 26. These disciples missed it, so Jesus reframed their understanding of these events by leading them through the greatest Bible study that ever took place. The resurrection is the capstone in the story of Jesus. In the resurrection, death was defeated, and its grip over humanity was removed, as Jesus now holds the key to death and Hades. Revelation 1, verse 18. Through this climactic moment, God vindicated his Son and established him as both Lord and Messiah. Without the resurrection, the work of Jesus is just a nice story with a sad ending. But his story did not end in death. Christ came bursting forth from the grave, and because of that victory, we now have new life in him. Ultimately, the resurrection shaped the way that the early disciples read their scriptures, what we know as the Old Testament. Upon further study, the early church saw in Jesus the climax of the grand story God was crafting, with hints of the resurrection woven throughout. This final week's readings are concerned with those passages.